Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. The reason for my call is yesterday on my phone, it says I was a winner of a prize through Walmart because I have an account with Walmart through Capital One, and I have a winning code here, and I put it all in, and I picked a vacuum cleaner. The Dyson V11. So I was wondering if that was legitimate, and I wrote down all the information. I have a winning code number, and it said I was a spring winner. How do I find out if that was true and if I did it right?
Okay, sir. What if you are a winner of that sweepstakes, they will notify you by email. Okay.
Well,
now, I can start out by getting your zip code to find out what you were in.
Yeah, could you?
Okay.
It's, my zip code is 48507.
All righty, sir. And I do thank you for that. And may I have that person's last name, please?
Mark Page, P-A-G-E. It said I was a winner. I just don't know if I went through the steps correctly. It said I was a winner, but it didn't say if when it would. They said I could pick a prize.
Okay.
And I did pick that type of thing. And it took my all my information, asked me what company I was with, like Walmart, you know, and that. And I did it all right. And I wrote down the winning code number. This customer service.
Well, Mr. Page, at the present time, I'm not seeing anything associated with you in my system because we are actually a customer service center. And by the zip code that you gave me, I'm still not locating anything in my system associated with you with that. And as I did inform you, they would, if whatever you needed to do, they would actually notify you in your email the further steps you would need to take.
Yeah.
I should
probably go re-enter. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful day.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.